Good morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word radio program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries and want to touch base with you today, continue on with our program we started yesterday. Excuse me. I was talking about dominionism and got off on the false prophets, but you know, I guess that's really not off track, because the dominion crowd is basically ushered in here by these guys who the NAR and Rick Joyner and Peter Wagner and Bob Jones and all these guys claim to be prophets, you know, and their organization, the NAR, they are the ones who are trying to take over the world for Christ and create his kingdom right here on earth. So when he comes back, it'll be all ready for him. Of course, we know it doesn't work. But let me see here where we're at on this. Let me go on here with what these prophets and you know, these false, when a false prophet speaks and his words do not come to pass, is an article that was written not too long ago, and I'd like to share a little bit about what's in that article. Some pretty good stuff. I think you will understand a little bit more about how this comes to be with these false prophets, and you know what they're like and all this kind of stuff. But you know, the Lord made it really clear how he what he thought and what he was doing. Here's some things that you know we understand. The Bible makes it clear that a prophet is someone who speaks on God's behalf to the people, and also that there's no inaccuracy in his words. Now, when the prophets of old got their message from God, it was perfect, free from any error. You see the difference? You know, they spoke confidently, knowing that what they said, God would bring to pass, because the words came from God. These other guys, these newer plate guys, today's prophets, they say, well, you know, hey, you know, we're working on it. We're trying to get better at what the Lord's telling us. Well, you know, if the Lord's telling you, you don't understand him, what? I mean, is he speaking in Hebrew? You don't know Hebrew? You know, you're trying to tell me that the Lord can't talk to you in English? Is he limited? Is he? You know, come on, people. Let's get off the stupid, you know, train, and let's do what we know is right. Okay. You know, like I said, was talking earlier about the last program about the accuracy of these today's prophets being 65%, and they admit some of them's only 10%, and the really most mature prophets are approaching 85 to 90, and you know, and prophecy is increasing in purity. You know, how much garbage is that? It's either true or it's not true. It's either real or it's not real. Well, in this article, it asks this question: well, does this sound like the biblical prophets from the Bible? Does this sound like, I am the Lord who has made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of false prophets, who carries out the words of his servants, and fulfills the predictions of his messengers? Of course it doesn't. That, by the way, was from Isaiah 44, 24 through 26. That is what the Lord says. Ezekiel 12:25 says, for I am the Lord, I speak, and the words which I speak will come to pass. It will no more be postponed, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will say the word and perform it, says the Lord God. So therefore, folks, listen to us. Any prophetic gift that these idiots are exercising that's not accurate 100% of the time is not the same one God gave to the prophets of old. They're making this nonsense up. They're making it up, folks. Yeah, their accuracy is getting better. You know why? Because they're prophesying trash. Stuff that they can try to help make real. Well, that's not from God. That's their garbage. You know, ask yourself this question. Can one actually, this is in this article, can one actually be considered a prophet with an accuracy level of about 65%? And those who are better at getting a higher rating, are you kidding me? We don't rate them for their effort and ask them to go home and practice and come back again when they improve, do you? God's not training his prophetic mouthpieces on improving in their accuracy. God always rebuked the inaccurate. He rebuked the inaccurate false prophets by calling false ones what they were. It is no different today, folks. If they're not speaking the truth, they're false, and the Lord will tell you they're false. And sometimes we'll hear this. Here's what you often hear. You'll hear. We often hear the excuse, well, if someone had to think that they were 100% accurate, they may not try to prophesy. Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what? Because it is a most fearful thing to say, thus saith the Lord. And there are too many people who have practiced this gift as if it's like a teaching. While we are told not to despise prophecy in the same section of Scripture, it tells us not to accept anything without testing it. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, 20-21. You know, that's the whole thing, folks. My lands, my lands, my lands. What's it going to be like on Judgment Day when see Peter Wagner has to stand before Jesus the Christ, the Lamb of God, and be judged? And he says, well, Peter, what about all of those thus saith the Lord thing, prophecies that you kept spurting off, and none of them were real? Why did you say that? Why did you use my name to deceive the people? Tell me, Peter, what am I supposed to think? Well, I was just doing the best I could, Lord. Well, the best you could was not doing the best you could. The best you could have done was listen to God. And if God spoke to you, say what God said. If God never spoke to you, keep your mouth shut. Read his word and keep your mouth shut about stuff you don't know. That's what you could have done. I don't get it. You know, gee willikers. You know, I've got to get more info together for you folks, because I'm telling you, there are so many people out there. You got the Vineyard preachers that are, you know, and the Kansas City prophets, you know, and into the, they can come into the Vineyard movement. You got the NAR. You got, I mean, there are so many. My land sakes, there's so many of them out there. In 2002, prophets at the 2000 prophets gathering of C. Peter Wagner's prophet conference, Jack Deere, one of those prophets, stated, and I looked up every reference in the Bible to prophets, and I was looking at this passage, and I said, you know, I'm going to look up every reference to teaching in the Bible. So I just punched it in my computer concordance, looked up every single reference taught, teacher, teaching, every single reference in the New Testament, and it's astounding. Did you know, not one time does it say that Jesus taught the Bible? Isn't that interesting? Not one time does it ever say that. It says he taught about the kingdom, taught about God, preached the gospel of the kingdom and the good news. Well, no, he didn't teach about the Bible. The Bible wasn't even written yet. Hello? Hello? Is anybody in there? I don't get it. Sure, they talked about the Old Testament. I don't get it. Said, speaking of Paul, not one time does it ever say he taught the Bible. I looked up all the references with the apostles, and did you know that with only one possible exception, it never says the apostles taught the Bible. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached, it says, not the Bible, the kingdom of God. And he taught not the Bible, but taught about the Lord Jesus. When we stand up with a Bible in our hand, what are we doing? Are we are we teaching the Bible or are we teaching a person? I believe, excuse me, in the Bible. I read the Bible more than I have my entire life, and I use the Bible when I teach. But my goal is not to teach the Bible. My goal is to teach and proclaim the kingdom and the excellencies of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I don't, this is all what this guy says. You know, here, actually, you know, folks, it does, like I said, there was no New Testament during those times, of course. But they did talk about Scripture. I know that the prophets and Jesus never talked about the New Testament. The Bible itself was not even put together yet. But actually, it says they preached Jesus Christ, and they did use the Bible to confirm everything they said. You know, actually, for this guy, Jack Deere, to say this shows how far removed he is from the Bible itself. Where Deere failed in his search is by trying to find their teaching with certain words mentioned, taught, teacher, teaching, but to also mention every single reference in the New Testament and not acknowledge quotes or teachings from the Old Testament, his becomes a patently false statement. That's what I'm saying. They couldn't have taught the New Testament Bible because it wasn't written yet, but they certainly, many times in the New Testament, the Old Testament is quoted. Many, many times. As a matter of fact, Jesus began his ministry by announcing through Scripture in Luke 14, he says, "And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written." Jesus was constantly reciting Old Testament Scripture. Matthew 12:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, and then in Matthew 24:15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand." You know, folks, is this not quoting the Bible? It is. It's the Old Testament. That's what I mean. This Jack Deere, he's just lost in space somewhere. Of course, these guys want to get up there and say, "Well, they never said a word about the New Testament back in them days." Well, of course not. There wasn't one. They were the New Testament. They were living it. It was written afterwards. Holy moly. And these are the guys who claim that they're putting together the kingdom for Christ, taking over the world for God, for Jesus. Can you imagine following these kind of guys? And what kind of world they'd actually have? Can you imagine that? This NRA thing, I've got to get you a lot of information about that, folks. It's a scary organization. They claim that they're going to have levels of prophets, and certain prophets will oversee certain areas and just all kinds of stuff. It's just phenomenal. The garbage that they can come up with that they claim they're doing for Jesus. Don't get it, you know. Paul, as an example, quotes the Old Testament continually. In Romans, he quotes Habakkuk, Romans 3:10-18 is right out of the Old Testament. Psalm 5:9-14, 1-3, 140:3, and numerous other quotations are throughout his and other writings in the New Testament, speaking about the Old Testament. Said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas." You know, I mean, don't they get it? These guys are lost, and people are following them, thinking they're going to make a world. Well, I don't want the kind of kingdom that they got. I want the kingdom the Lord's got. Don't you? Amen. Hey, join us again tomorrow. God bless every one of you. We're going to get more information on this for you, okay? God bless you.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.